Mr. Axelrod, he asked me that we should go through again, a very good idea, that we should just review very quickly the Seder Hayoim. When Tisha B'Av falls on the Mitzvah Shabbos, the Seder Hayoim is a bit different than what is normally done. And there are some different halachas, so let's just review it in the process. We'll try to go through some other ideas that we did not touch upon yet. Okay, so let's begin. Mishnah, tomorrow is Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoin, there's no difference. Erev Shabbos Chazoin is the same as normal. The person does whatever he needs to do. Person can take, the person, our minute is, you can prepare for Shabbos, take a shower. You can make all of the hachanas you need to make for Shabbos, like on a regular Erev Shabbos. The only thing is to be mimayet a little bit in bathing. The degree of bathing that a person does in Kavod Shabbos, he should make sure, he should attend that it should not be for the purpose of pleasure, but it should be in honor of Shabbos that his body should be clean. Now, interesting Shiloh, at what point in time are you allowed to put on your Big Day Shabbos? Because there's a halacha, you're not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. So does that mean you should not put on your Big Day Shabbos until 5 minutes before Shabbos? Okay, so we're following our custom. The common custom, the Mechaber indeed says that on the Shabbos Chazon you should not wear Big Day Shabbos. That custom, as far as I know in our community, is not followed.
Right.
Peskim say, where we discussed this at length a few days ago, that it is our minhag to wear on Shabbos Chazon Big Day Shabbos. So now, that we do wear Big Day Shabbos, the question is at what point in time do we wear Big Day Shabbos? Let's give an example. Let's say Rachman Lissan, a person is an Ovel. So when does he stop sitting Shiva and get ready for Shabbos? So you've all heard this a million times. Is that the place can say you person should stop sitting Shiva and make preparations, whatever he needs. If he needs an hour, so then for him the halacha is an hour before Shabbos he should get up. And do what you need to do. If on a regular Shabbos you need 2 hours, you need 3 hours, you need 4 hours, it's a variable. All depends what the person needs. But you've never heard Pesach say to a person, Chatzos. Erev Shabbos, a person, Rachman Lissan, is sitting Shiva, so Chatzos. Chatzos already is a man when you stop sitting Shiva, and you make all the preparations, you can make the preparations for Shabbos. You've never heard that. You've all heard the Pesach Halacha is, you have to really sit nikkud in the entire day, and just the last few, whatever you need, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Shalim, I know the minhag is chatzos, that they close stores and stuff.
Yeah. I'm talking about when a person is sitting Shiva. So the rule is, right.
But everybody is already preparing on a regular Shabbos.
Yes and no. I mean, the stores are closed because, yes and no. But with the halacha, we've all heard that this halacha applies whatever a person needs. It needs 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, whatever it needs. Yet, it's very clear. So the truth is, there's a big machlokes place when it comes to Erev Shabbos, when you should get dressed for Shabbos. So not so clear, because really it's the 9 days. And the 9 days, you're not allowed to make hachana, you're not allowed to, during the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. And even though it's Erev Shabbos Parash Chazon, so it does appear to be a machlokes place at what point in time you should make the preparations. Some say you can already start chatzos. There is no issue. You can be more lenient Shabbos Chazoin than a person who is sitting in Avelis.
So what's the problem with putting on the Shabbos clothing? Because it's dedicated to Shabbos?
The problem is the 9 days is man of Tachonis Chazal. You don't wear nice clothing Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. Nothing more than that.
Put on just the pants.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter. You're not allowed to put on. No, you're not. You're not allowed to. Clothing that are miyuchid for Shabbos may not be worn during the 9 days.
You don't have to be miyuchid for Shabbos because you use it for simchas also.
That's called Big Day Shabbos. No. That's called when you go to a simcha and you put on nice clothing. That's called you putting on Big Day Shabbos. No, that is called Big Day Shabbos.
So is it a din in avelus or is it a din in b'mayit and b'simcha? What is the point?
Is it din of avelus during the 9 days? I mean, ma'ay b'simcha? I don't know the answer. I don't know. But we do find here, he presents from Achlekes HaPoyzke, at what point in the day is a person allowed to put on his Big Day Shabbos? And he presents a sheet that says, it's not like an ovel, you can put on l'chatchila, your clothing already after chatzos. after Chatzos, there's no restriction. Go to the mikvah, you take a shower, and put on at one, whatever Chatzos is, 101, you can put on your Shabbos clothing.
Rabbi Reisman, then, Torah Vadas, was made a chilek between Ma'id B'Simcha and Avelis.
Being Ma'id B'Simcha and Avelis.
Two categories.
It's Tzvei Dinim.
Yeah.
There are two Dinim in the 9 days. Being Ma'id B'Simcha and Din of Avelis. So the question is, this halacha that you're not allowed to put on your big day Shabbos during the weekday, which category does it fall? Does it fall in the category of being might besimcha or din avelus? Either or. It doesn't really make a difference, because even if you are of the opinion that it's avelus, the avelus of the 9 days is more lenient than the avelus of a private avelus. So therefore, after Chatzos, you can put on your Big Day Shabbos, which is not true with regard to the laws of Avelis. There, a person may not put on the Big Day Shabbos until the moment when he needs to physically get ready for Shabbos. Okay, so that's as far as Erev Shabbos is concerned. We're polishing shoes, so some say yes, some say not. Brushing your hat, some say yes, some say not. There are different customs as to what, if there are any things that you may not do. Pashto says you can do everything you can do for a regular Shabbos. You can polish your shoes, you can brush your hat. That appears to be the more common minhag, but you should be aware that some people will be mamayid in exactly what they will do in preparation for Shabbos. Friday night, there's a minhag, widespread minhag, to sing L'chadodi in the Nigun of Elit Zion. This is problematic. Because Shabbos is Ein Avelis Bifarhesi. Is it in the style of Shabbos too? Is it in the style of Shabbos to do things which are Mo'oirer Tisha B'Av? So some will tell you that the Song of Elit Zion is not a sad song. Some will say the Song of Elit Zion is a happy song. When you finish the Kinnus, you sing Elit Zion in a Nigun, which is Mo'oirer Simcha, because it's Taka, Elit Zion, V'orech, K'mo Yisha, V'tzirech. The words are very, very sad, but we inject happiness because we have Emuna, Ma'aminim, B'nei Ma'aminim, the Gula is going to come. So it's a very bittersweet type of a thing. You're singing sad, very sad words in a Nigun that has a certain happiness to it. In fact, Mizmar, it all goes back to the same old theme. Mizmar la'asaf, bo goyim benachal osecha. Mizmar la'asaf, kine la'asaf. We acknowledge that this was for our best, and Mashiach is born on this day, and good things are yet to come. It's a bittersweet type of experience.
Hope.
Therefore, when you sing Elit, you sing Elit Zion on Friday night, you're not in violation. You're not in violation of the Misabel on the Chorm Yushvan Bifar Hesia. Because the nigun is not a sad nigun. Those who hold that you're not allowed to be chassidim are very machmir on this. If you go into chassidish shtibol, they'll stone you. They'll mamish stone you for singing l'cha dodi in the nigun of Elit Zion. Yehoreg
v'al yamah. I saw one of the svarim that said that they don't do it generally, but when it's like a nigun now, that's really Tisha B'Av,
yep.
And then it says also there are those that only say it when it's not, when it is like this.
Oh, it's a nidcha,
then
you don't do it. It's the real deal, the mechalek. Okay, but among Ashkenazim, it's very common. In fact, if you don't sing the Elit Zion, they'll stone you. Right? It's the other way around. By Hasidim, if you do sing in the Nigun, they'll tell you it's Avelus Bifar Hesia, and it's the wrong thing. What is the point of disagreement? Is the Nigun a sad Nigun, or is the Nigun a happy Nigun? If the Nigun is a sad Nigun, then the Hasidim are right. If the Nigun is a happy Nigun, then the Ashkenazim are right. How do you view the Nigun when you sing Elit Zion on Tisha B'Av? It's a very interesting idea. Look, you sing also of Eish Tukad Bekir by Leisi Alibi. So that's also a happy, there's a happy Nigun. It's the same idea. Tisha B'Av is a complex day. Okay, so that now the next. What?
Add thoughts of Avelis and Sarah. When people hear the Nigun, the first thought is, oh yeah, yippee!
Well, that's the question. The question is, what exactly is the song? That is the question. What feeling is the song Mo'oirer? It's a song. The song, the words that are so that you associate are very sad words. The words of Elit Zion are the saddest words. The day is a sad day, but yet it's a song. It's a nigun. It's a nigun. It has optimism. It has hope. Geula, yearning for Mashiach. Every person, different strokes, different folks. What exactly is the song, the nigun, ma'oyer in a person's mind? Okay, halacha, another halacha. This Shabbos Chazoin, especially when it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to invite guests. It's not a day to go and call over your neighbors, come for Suda Shabbos. It's a time, you have your family, you don't go overboard in inviting, that is brought down halacha. It's not a day to go overboard. If someone doesn't have where to eat, double question, of course you invite them.
Go over and ask to be invited.
What?
You can't invite somebody, but someone can go and ask to be invited.
Of course, if a person doesn't have where to eat,
it's double
question. If a person does not have where to eat, of course, it's a mitzachnas archim, double question. But if people.
Both,
the whole Shabbos. Whole Shabbos. Shalashud is Friday night, the entire Shabbos. It's not a time socializing. Shabbos, Chazoin, Erev Tisha B'Av. It's not a Zman. That's what it's brought down. This Shabbos, if your next door neighbors, Baruch Hashem, they're well off, they have a good meal, and the only reason why you invite them is the social engagement. You don't do that. They're not starving. They'll have a very good meal without you. You have someone that doesn't have what to eat, of course. Not talking about the situation. So therefore, it's not a tkufa to go invite guests for Shabbos.
If somebody invites you, you turn them down?
You should, yeah. Say Shabbos Chazoin is not the time. It's not the time for social activity. That's right. It's not. It's definitely not the appropriate time. What can you eat on Shabbos? Your heart's desire. Afilu Chazal's words are Afilu Suda Shlomo B'Shaita. Even Shalosh Sudas, even the last Suda. Question is, it's Hachana. You're prepared. I'm eating more than I normally would. That's not called Hachana. You're eating to fill yourself up, even though normally you don't have Shalosh Sudas. Doesn't matter, it's Shalosh Sudos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want, it's Shabbos, all three meals, there are no restrictions. Fleishiks, milchiks, whatever you want, there's basar, more than one, all. There's no such thing as Sudas Mafsekes. On a regular year when you have a Sudas Mafsekes, you have to eat not more than one cooked dish. The last meal you eat may not have more than one cooked dish, that's why an egg. That's it, only an egg, nothing more than that. You can have 20 cooked dishes. You can have meat. You can have wine. There is absolutely no restriction on what you eat all three meals of Shabbos, including up to the very last moment of Shalosh Sudos. Now, next question. Now, what about taking medicine or pills or vitamins that are going to help you get through the fast? Now, in other words, some people, they have techniques. They have certain vitamins, or they go into the Judaica stores, they sell pills, or people know about doing certain things. So, first of all, you have two shiles. Shile number one is, are you allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos? So let's go off on a tangent. The general rule is, medicine you're not allowed to take, unless doctor's orders. Doctor says you have to take the medicine, so you take the medicine. But just time to take, the person is sick and he does not need to take the medicine on Shabbos. There's absolutely no risk to his life whatsoever. If he'll take the medicine on Shabbos, take it on Sunday. Let's say the doctor says you take the medicine every 3 days. You're a sick person and you need to take this medicine. You should take it every 3 days, every 2 days. And you can easily arrange. The medicine should not be taken on Shabbos. You're mechuyev to do so because a sick person is not allowed to take medicine. What about vitamins? So the general rule is vitamins you can take on Shabbos because vitamins are not for sick people. Vitamins are usually taken by healthy people. If a person is healthy and he's taking a vitamin just to supplement his health, that is not part of the takana of Chazal. Chazal made a takana that a sick person cannot take medicine. There was never a takana for a healthy person. A healthy person is allowed to take medicines.
What's the logic?
What?
What's the logic of that?
You don't have to be more machm than what Chazal did.
No. It seems to be.
But I guess it's very rare. Why would a healthy person take medicine? It's maybe it's not viewed as a medicine. If a person is healthy, he's taking a vitamin. You're right. It's hard to digest this idea. But that's the halacha. Vitamins ruba de ruba. If a healthy person is taking vitamins, it's mutter. Oh, but you might come to grind up the ingredients. It's the same exact pills. It's pills, the same exact thing. Chazal only instituted the prohibition of taking medicines for people that are sick. People that are healthy are permitted to take vitamins. So therefore, as far as taking pills on Shabbos, Chazoin, in preparation for the fast day, the healthy, Baruch Hashem, the healthy person, I'm taking this for my health. That's the second issue is Hachona. It is clearly an act of preparation. And don't tell me it's like eating. Eating is eating. You know, you're allowed to eat a good meal. So you'll tell me, well, the only reason why I'm eating a good meal is because tomorrow I'm going to fast. Okay, that's not such a kasha. You're eating is eating. But taking a medication, taking a pill, that's going to, I don't know how these pills work, it's going to shut down your system.
Time-release
caffeine pills, or... And you normally would never take these things, or you normally would never eat a shalosh shuras either. Could that? But eating is food. So this the poskim struggle with. It's a big topic. This is like
a
major.
You take pills once a day. You can't take it Shabbos medication.
Yeah.
And then you can't take it Sunday because it's a fast day. So you're stuck in between.
Okay, so that you have to work with your doctor. Today medication it has taken on a whole new life of its own. Let's not even go in. Person needs to take medicine 99% of the time. If you need to take, doctor tells you to take medicine, it's mutter. Mamish, 99% of the time, it's not even an issue. We're dealing with very rare cases. But let's talk about taking vitamins. As far as taking medication, it's mutter. As far as hachona, you got a problem. And the poskim, they struggle with people who come to them and say, I want to take a time-release caffeine pill. I want to take, I don't even know what these things are, all these different things people do in order to survive the day. And this year, watch out, it's going to be 94 degrees, they predict. It's going to be the hottest day of the summer, Tisha B'Av. Okay, so make sure you drink like a camel before Tisha B'Av begins. 94 degrees. So the question is, what are you going to do? What do you do? So the poskim say there's an exception to hachana. When it's a dover ha'ovet, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if you're going to lose... You're going to lose something, then you're allowed to be mechan on Shabbos for choil. Therefore, there's no greater dover ha'oved than your physical suffering the next day. They advise that lechatchilo you should take the medicine and you should put the medicine in your food, so it should not be an outright hachana. You should be part of the food. You can open up the pills or dissolve the pills before Shabbos begins. Crush it up before Shabbos begins and add as one of the ingredients into a dish that you're going to eat. That way it will be mimayet, it will be nichlal in the achila, you will be mimayet zilzul of hachona from Shabbos lideichol. Okay, so that's one important law. Don't invite guests. You can eat whatever you want. Medication that you're taking in advance for the purpose of fasting is mutter. Now, when does the fast begin? The fast begins with sunset. When the sun sets, Shkia Sachamu, do you know what the time is?
7:56. Check it out.
What time?
7:56.
When the clock strikes 7:56, you're not allowed to eat. That does not mean you have to have benched by then. Very important distinction. You have to stop eating. You can eat all the way to the very, very last moment, and then just stop eating. Okay, stop eating. Benching, you can bench for the next 72 minutes. Okay, you can bench after you finish eating. So therefore, that's an important halacha. Don't make a mistake and think you need to finish benching by Shkia. You only need to finish eating by Shkia. Okay, eating by Shkia. Some people will think you have to finish benching by Shkia. No.
It says 7:55.
I suddenly stop eating. And you can then you bench. And you can even continue singing Zemirois. And in fact, there are Hasidim brings down over here in the article, Litov Shasefer brings down over here, very interesting, that Hasidim have the minute Bedafka to sing Zemiros after Shkia. Interesting. Shkia, you finish eating, and then you sing Zemiros in order to bring the Kedusha Shabbos into Tisha B'Av. It's a minute, such a thing. You wear the strimal. No, yeah. What are you passing? Yeah. What are you passing to your fellow? What are you passing to wear? You don't wear.
He didn't answer. He said that they don't lay from a cloth.
I don't know. When we won't know about the strimal. We don't want to know. We won't know about the strimal. I want to know if they wear the strimal when they go with the kinnis at night.
I say they might not be.
Okay, but there is such a minute to say. And now, what about, there's one thing though you're losing out on. Important halacha. If you do choose to say to eat all the way until Shkia, you're not going to be able to bench al hakois. Normally, when you recite when you bench, you're supposed to recite Birchas Hamozon al koishol bracha. So, if you want to be able to recite Birchas Hamozon al koishol bracha, you have to finish benching before sunset. If you're going to eat until the very last moment, very good, you can bench after, but if you have three people, you really should bench al-Kaishal Bracha, you're not going to be able to recite al-Kaishal Bracha.
Now, when it, after you finish doing all these things, do you take off your shoes? No. Do you sit on a low chair? No. You can continue doing whatever you're doing. There's a difference between Avelus Befarhesia and Avelus Betzina. You're not allowed to eat. But, and you're not allowed to learn. No more learning. No more learning Dvar. You're not allowed to learn things with normal things. You're not allowed to learn, not allowed to eat. But you can continue sitting on a regular chair. You may continue wearing your big day Shabbos, and you may continue wearing your shoes. At what point in time do you have to take off your shoes? So the answer is whatever you do on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos. Everyone has a different minhag. Some people end Shabbos 50 minutes after sunset. Some people end Shabbos 41 minutes after sunset. Some people wait 60, some wait 72, some wait 90, 92. Everyone has a different standard. Whatever your minhag is, that's what you do on Mitzvah Shabbos, this Mitzvah Shabbos. Right, you wait until, so let's say your minhag is to wait 50 minutes. It's a very common minhag, okay, some wait 60, but let's say you wait 50 minutes. You wait until it's exactly 50 minutes after sunset. You then say the words, Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. From there on in, you're no longer allowed to sit on a chair, unless you can. If the person is not well, then don't push it, obviously. But you don't sit on a chair. And then you change your shoes immediately. No, right then and there. 50, let's say your custom is on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos to wait 50 minutes. You wait 50 minutes. You then say the words, Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. Take off your shoes.
If you got a Ma'ariv and you say Atafanatonu, is that common for Hamavdil?
Yes, yes.
So,
but you should not take off your shoes until you say Baruch Hamavdil.
Again.
Before you daven Ma'ariv. I mean, you shouldn't daven Ma'ariv with your shoes on.
Ah, so then you have to daven late.
Right, I'm talking the common minhag in today's day and age. The Ramah, let's take a step back. The Ramah says that you say Baruch Hu, and after Baruch Hu, you take off your shoes. Today, this is unheard of. Today, we all, this has been, no one does this anymore. What?
It's impractical.
Right, today, not that long ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, people still did this. It used to be the minhag, Shalom Kadmonios, that you would erev Shabbos, you would bring to shul the kinnis, and you would bring your sneakers, and you would bring all the paraphernalia you need for, and you go to shul for mincha, and you sit around and you dilly dally until Ma'ariv, and then they start it bizman, and then they say Baruch Hu, and right after Baruch Hu you take off your shoes, and then right away then you say Ma'ariv and kinnis. Today no one does this anymore. This minhag, for whatever reason, our style of life has changed dramatically. We don't do this. Ma'ariv is daven late. All of the shuls give people the time to say at home, Baruch HaMavu Ben Kodesh, to wait their standards 50 minutes. You say, Baruch HaMavu Ben Kodesh L'chol. You change your shoes. Then you get in the car, or you go by foot, you go to shul. We'll give you a half an hour till everyone comes to shul, settles down, it's quiet, and then we'll start Baruch Hu, Daven Ma'ariv, and say Kiddush, and the rabbi will talk, and V'chulu V'chulu will say Eicha V'chulu V'chulu. That's, I'm just talking what's practical, this is what we do with Zman Hazeh. So again, you wait until Shkia, you stop eating, you can bench later, you can say Zmirus, you wait until whatever your Zman is, let's say it's 50 minutes, you say Baruch HaMavu Ben Kodesh L'chol, you take off your shoes. Now, here's the big question, big $6 million question. Do you take off your Shabbos clothing? There are different minhagim. There are some hold, there's no prohibition to wear Shabbos clothing in the 9 days. The only prohibition is to put them on. I'll give you an afkamina. If a person goes to a bris during the 9 days, go today to a bris. So you're a sandik, or you're the avi haben, or you're getting a keyboard, and you're allowed to wear big day Shabbos to a bris during the 9 days. Once I'm wearing my big day Shabbos to the bris at 6 o'clock in the morning, do I have to take off the clothing when the bris is over? Many Paiskim say no. The only prohibition is to put on Shabbos clothing. But once you entered into a situation where you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothing, gesunte hate, leave the Shabbos clothing on. Okay, that's very important you say. This principle goes so far, even into Tisha B'Av itself. L'may nafkamina, who would dare go into Tisha B'Av wearing Shabbos clothing this year? Because this year, it's Shabbos. and you're wearing your Shabbos clothing, shoes is a different story. Shoes you got to take off. There's no excuse for wearing shoes. That you got to take off. But clothing, I didn't put on clothing, Shabbos clothing on Tishrei. I happen to be wearing Shabbos clothing, so I can get. And Hasidim Adarabba. If I'm already wearing Shabbos clothing, it's a Shabbos Tikkun Tisha B'Av, which has great implications in how you approach the day. It's a holy Tisha B'Av this year.
The prohibition is not to wear, it's to put on.
Put on, exactly. That's exactly what we said. Exactly. So therefore, many Poskim are of the opinion that to take off, you certainly don't have to take off your Shabbos clothing. And Adarabba, some Poskim say it's a Maila. It's a Maila to wear Shabbos clothing the night of Tisha B'Av. Some strongly disagree with this. Avelos is something which you can't. Everyone has a different approach to these type of things. Some say it's not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you come wear Big Day Chol. You don't wear it coming to Tisha B'Av, Big Day Shabbos. So some will bedafka hakpada gemur to take off the Shabbos clothing and come to shul in jeans, dungarees, and t-shirts, and like a slob. Okay, so yesh v'yesh. I saw beferish. I know where I saw this. I saw this in the Satma, very good sefer. It's all the Satma Torah and all the very clever things from Rabbi Yoel, where he says that beferish is that they used to wear. They would bedafka say the kinnus with the strimal. And there's a ganze Torah. Can you imagine? How could you say kinnus wearing a strimal? It's like mamasha. It's a steel in the name of it. What?
It wasn't leather.
Adraba, it's a Shabbos Tikkun Tisha B'Av this year.
So Matilza.
Okay. So that's just to point out.
You off your clothes before.
What? If you take off your clothes while you're Shabbos afternoon, you take your Shabbos, you go to sleep, you take off your clothing.
Yeah.
And now it's Mitzvah Shabbos. You want to put on Shabbos. Then Lachari, you can't. You cannot put on Shabbos clothing on Tisha B'Av.
You wait once you have to come sleep.
What? Yeah. Lachari, you can't. If it's Shabbos, though, you can put it on. But once already it's Tisha B'Av, you can't put on Shabbos clothing.
No, he has to put on your non-Shabbos clothes. Take off your Shabbos clothing earlier than this
morning. Right.
No, that's hachana. You're not allowed to do that. That's hachana. If anything that you're doing is nikah because you're preparing for that, if you go and take a nap, and you anyway take off your Shabbos, take a nap to lie down, you don't want to ruin your clothing, yeah. Mutter! I'm not doing it for Tisha B'Av, I'm doing it because I want to go take a nap.
Wake up from the nap.
So in Echlam, it's a kunz, so it works. Yes, when you wake up from the nap, what would you normally do if it's not? This would not have been Tisha B'Av. Okay, so then you now. And so, only reason why I'm putting on my big day chol is in a chana for Mitzvah Shabbos. I know how to do. That you can't do. Okay, so this is Baruch Hamavdil. Now, next after you say Baruch Hamavdil, take off your shoes. Do you change the big day chol? Do whatever you want. Some bedafka do. I think the meaning here is people do. Ruba de ruba.
You don't want to sit on the floor with your
shoes. Right, in the Chanami, ruba de ruba, people do change. Not necessarily. I'm trying to think what they did that used to daven in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. I don't remember in Kimar, what do they do? In the shoes. In the more Balabatish shoes, they do.
Only the shoes.
Only the shoes.
The shoes?
The shoes?
The Barfila changed his shoes before.
Well, that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah is talking where you were in shul already. So there, you only not going to take off your clothing. But Bizman Hazeh, my impression is in many shuls, people, they take off their Shabbos clothing.
We have a second minion 20 minutes later for those people.
Okay, whatever it is. The different minhag, they are different. It's not just practical things. It's a matter of hashkafa. It's a hashkafic matter. You're going into Tisha B'Av Mitzvah Shabbos. How do you view this year Tisha B'Av? Is it a Shabbos Tikka Tisha B'Av or is it a regular Tisha B'Av? If it's a regular Tisha B'Av, you wear Big Day Chol. If it's a Shabbos Tikka Tisha B'Av, you'll continue to wear your Big Day Shabbos. It's a hashkafic approach to Tisha B'Av.
Most people don't on a regular Shabbos. Most people don't take off their right away to Big Day Shabbos.
Not necessarily. It depends what you're doing. It depends where you're going. If you're going to the movies, you're going to 16 handles, you are going to take off. If you're going roller skating, you're going to take off. It all depends. It all depends. Yesh v'yesh. This is something which is your discretion. Okay, let's go further. Next thing. The next thing you're supposed to do before you walk out of the house is make the Seder Hadvarim is with your whole family around. The next thing, ideal thing to do is to immediately make the bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh. That is the next thing you do. Again, it's 50 minutes after Shkia. You take off your shoes. You can deliberate for 20 minutes. Should I take off my clothing? Not take off my clothing? And you'll finally make a decision. Okay, next. What's next on the list? The next thing on the list is Borei Me'oirei Ho'esh. Everyone in the family should be gathered, because if the men are going to make the bracha, the men are going to go to shul, they're going to hear it there, and the women are not going to hear it, you're putting yourself into a problem. Because women, there is a machloikis if a woman is mechuyev to make the bracha boirei me'oresh. I don't know why she should be different than this machloikis. So therefore, it is ideal for a woman to hear the bracha from a man. So if you're going to go to shul, and they're going to make for sure and shul, they're going to make Bari Mirai Ha'esh, yeah, and you're going to answer Amen, and she's not there, or she's in the ladies' section, she's in here, they're talking, and then I didn't hear the Bari Mirai Ha'esh, and then you're going to have, then I did it already. So what are you going to do then? So she'll have to make it herself. That's not so simple. B'dievet, she can make it herself. That's the halacha. She can make it herself. But l'chatchila, before you get into any shilas, the first thing you do, have to take off your shoes and your clothing, is you make the bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh.
A woman who lives alone, will you?
She makes it, avada. A woman who lives alone, she makes the havdalah herself. She makes. Yeah.
A man they knew, Rabbi's Kisan,
on the telephone,
throwing or probably shul of kindness before the men.
Why?
Because of very nizah, they want to be there.
Okay,
who says?
Women can't get dressed.
So
they can't get dressed with the shoes.
Okay, you come to shul.
Okay,
we come to shul, and the shul, the paroiches is removed from the orion, or at least they push it to the side. Okay, the paroicha should be moved to push the side. The lights are dimmed. The lights are dimmed. No talking, no communication, no saying hello, no congregating, and of course in shul you sit on the floor. Women can also sit on the floor. Some shuls, the women, I don't know, some shuls the women don't sit on, I don't know why, it should be different. It's not sneers, I don't know. But women also sit on the floor. There's no difference in men and women when it comes to these things. What?
It's not, women are permitted not to sit.
It's not serious, but who's looking? Who's looking? Yesh v'yesh. I know for sure in Chaim Berlin, the women sit on the floor. How do I know? I looked.
But they're up there.
I went upstairs. I went upstairs to look. I had to get something upstairs. The women are sitting on the floor. Listen, yesh v'yesh. I noticed in the young Israel, I was the young Israel, you can see the chitz is open. So I noticed like 85% women were sitting on chairs. And women were sitting, a few, maybe a handful were sitting on the floor. Most women were sitting on chairs. What's the difference? I don't know. So maybe they're in the unusual because they had the mechitza. You can see through the mechitza. So there's more of its sneers. Maybe not. You're right. Maybe there is no room. Okay, it's a different. Okay, now let's go further. Older men. That's not dealing with health issues. Okay, we dive in a regular ma'ariv. You dive in the regular ma'ariv. You need to say in the ma'ariv atochan tanu. The ma'ariv is exactly the same. You start with the hurachum, regular ma'ariv. After ma'ariv, you do not say v'hi noyam. You do not say v'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Leinu Masi Yadeinu. You say Yoishay B'Seisa. You do say Yoishay B'Seisa, if I'm not mistaken. You don't say, give me 1 second. You don't say Yoishay B'Seisa?
You don't say anything.
Even the Yato Kodesh. Give me one moment. I have here the Siddur. I have a Masi. Okay, you say the Hurachon. Okay. After you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you say Atochan Tanu. You don't say Oneinu. You don't say Nachem. Don't get confused. You don't say it Ma'ariv. You don't say no additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. No additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. You finish after. Now here is the way they present it in the Nusach HaSidur. After you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you recite Kaddish Sholem. Now here is a little. This is where it gets confusing. Okay, this is where it gets confusing. The Kaddish Sholem that is said after you finish the Shmona Esrei, you do say Tiskabel.
First one.
You say
first
it. One. Okay, you finish the shots. Finishes. Tiskadal. Not like a regular mitzvah shots. Again, you're right. There is no Yoshev B'Seser. I mean, you're right. There is no Yoshev B'Seser. You completely omit the entire thing. You go right into Eicha. Right into Eicha. There is no Chatz. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you have a Chatzi Kaddish. And then you say the Hinoyam. And Yoshev B'Seser. V'yato Kaddosh. Skip all that for now. All that is skipped. Why is there no Hinoyam? A few reasons. Number one, the main reason, because Hinoyam is a reference to the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan, the Hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Eloheinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael when they built the Mishkan. How could you say the Hinoyam on the day when the Mishkan, when the Mikdash was destroyed? Okay, that's the best reason. How could you say the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael when they finished building the Mishkan on the day when the Mikdash was destroyed? Another very interesting reason is you don't say the Hinoyam on a week when you don't work. When you don't work. If Pesach is coming, falling out during the week, or Yom Tov is falling out during the week, you don't say because you can't say the Hinoyam Masa Yadeinu. This is a week, okay, this is a week where there's Bittul Melacha. So on Tisha B'Av, you don't go to work. And furthermore, Tisha B'Av will one day become the ultimate Yom Tov when we will not be permitted to work. So being that the day is going to come that we're not going to work, mail it's a moyed, and whenever the moyed is chal in that week, you don't say the hinoyam. So we skip the hinoyam, we don't say Yeshua B'Seser, we go into Kaddish Sholem with a Kaddish Tiskabel.
So this should be any Shavuot
Shekhal Boreh. Yes, a good question, but we don't go that far. We don't go that far. We don't go, okay.
We have the Kena.
The kina, right? There's one of the kinos says nishbas v'hinoyam. Right? There's one of the kinos. You only take this year is the kina. We'll come to a moment. Okay. After you say kaddish sholem, so many some shuls make avdolos. So now, what are they going to do? Now, in shul, the proper thing is to make for those people who did not hear is to make the bracha of boirei me'orei ho'esh. For those people who did not make the bracha of boirei me'orei ho'esh at home, they're going to make the bracha in the Beis HaKnesses for everyone to listen to. Then you sit down on the floor, hakpada bedavka to sit for eicha, not to stand for eicha, and even the Baal Kriya, if you divide it up among many people, everyone should be sitting when eicha is recited. If you have a klaf, kol hakavod. If you make a bracha, we learned this discussed yesterday, it is a very strong grounds to make a bracha on eicha if you have a klaf. More so than shirashirim, rus, and Kehelas. More so, it's almost on the Madrega of Megillas Esther. Not polite.
Why more?
Why? Because it's kinos by on a tragedy. On a tragedy, you mechuyev to lament for a tragedy.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, why more brocha here? Than...
Because it's an obligation. You have an obligation to recite kinos. The ultimate kina is eicha. Eicha is called kinos, and we learn from Yoshiyahu. That what we learn from him, there are other sources as well, that when Rachmanu Litzlan is a tragedy, you are mechuyif to recite kinois to commemorate a tragedy. It's an obligation, it's a mitzvah, it's an obligation. You know, there are very strong grounds to have this is a very, very controversial topic about the concept of having a commemoration for the Holocaust. What?
Megillas
Esther. The Sumin Issa. That's an Ander Homo Lacha.
You said that it's a bigger.
That's bigger. If there's significant is the Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim, Rus and Kohelas. Those are Minhagim. What are you doing? What are you saying those Megillos for? My Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What do I need to say these things for? Because in Shrus it talks about David. So very nice, and we'll say to Hillel. What Shir Hashirim is Pesach. My high. It's a Minhag. Ramah says you don't make a bracha. It's a Minhag. You don't make a bracha. Taras Chai, he doesn't. You make a bracha. But kinois to commemorate a korban, you mechuyev to do this. Not only in mechuyev, everyone, the Ikar HaDin, everyone should say the kinois by themselves. And there's no inyan of the Shliach Tzibur saying kinois for the Tzibur. This is a new zach. It's a new minog where there's a Baal Kriya who reads Eich and everyone listens. That was not the way it was meant to be.
Some say quietly with the.
Some say quietly, but don't disturb. If you're going to say quietly, you might disturb. It would be ideal for everyone to recite Eich by themselves. Everyone should make a bracha by themselves, and you can say from a chumash with a bracha. We don't go that far. Yes?
The minig shomer is they go with big daycho at this month.
Big day chol at the zman. Both all the sadness.
Well,
I think you should be okay. This is what he said. This is his. Okay, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical that. I'm skeptical. Check it out.
What are you looking at? Satma org.
I'm skeptical that's universal.
The
style of always called Nish Altstaff and Okay. Rabbi, let's go. Let's not get. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Eicha. After Eicha, how many kinois? 5 kinois. This year we get a bonus. There's an extra kino that we say, what's the extra kino? There's one called Mitzoy Shab. What is it called? How does it go? It begins with Eich Mipi Beinuvas Hagois Kinois Rabas. Timur Shirim Vichedvas Vihinoyam Nishvas. Vihinoyam came to an end. Bimot Soy Shabbos. We get an extra bonus this year. Kina Beis, a special Kina that reflects first looks at the Bein Abbas of Yishmol Kohen Gadol. That's the first thing he mentions. It's very fascinating. That's the first thing he mentions, which the Kina to the next day, but talks about the end of each section. Talks about the refrain from the Kina is the fact that we do not say Vihinoyam on this Mitzoy Shabbos. 5 Kinas. After Kinois, you're supposed to say Nechama. That's a rule. You don't end on a sour note. Okay. That in fact, I saw in the Sefer that there used to be a minute that every single Kina, they ended off with words of Nechama. We don't do that. We don't do that. But at least at the end of Kina Hey, we say, "Where? What's the Nechama? The Nechama is, what are the words of Nechama? It starts with... No. It starts with after Shoymroim. Wait, but Kakosuf Terachim Tzion. Terachim Tzion is not part of the Kina. Terachim Tzion, the words of Nechama. When you finish saying Kinois, you are mechuyev to say words of Nechama, and that's why after 5 Kinois, we conclude after we go through all of the whole Shoymroim, which is the very beautiful Kina about. That's Ad Ono. Ad Ono, that's the last, the fifth Kina. And then we go into Nechama, Terachim Tziyah, in a couple of Psukim. Then we say the Ato Kodosh. Okay, just like on Purim, we say the Ato Kodosh after you finish the Megillah. We do exactly the same thing, but we do not say the Pasuk, Vani Zois Brisi is not said. That pasuk is not said. Any zoyz brisi? Why not? Because the bris has been annulled. The bris has been severed because we were idol worshippers. So we don't say zoyz brisi. We just say from Yata Kodosh, Yishei Tov Shavu Karol Zoyz of Yamar. We recite kedusha. After we recite kedusha, Nochamol, we say kaddish shalem. Nochamol. But this kaddish shalem is without tiskada. Aleinu kaddish yosom. And then everyone goes home, or you say Tikkun Chatzos. Okay, once a year it's Kedai. You always should experience everything in life at least once. Once, it's Kedai once in life to experience what it means Tikkun Chatzos. And what better day to say Tikkun Chatzos is Tisha B'Av. You open up a siddur they have in the back of the siddurim. There are two parts, Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah. You sit down on the floor when it's Chatzos Laila, and you say the Psukim. It's a very interesting experience to Tikkun Chatzos. Okay, the next morning you come to shul again at night. We learn you sleep on the floor, or you do something when you sleep to make yourself a little bit less comfortable. If you have two pillows, one pillow, you sleep in a way that's less comfortable. In the morning, you don't put on the more. Now, there is an interesting shaila. Some hold that it's a good idea not to take off your talis katan. That's a good idea if you can do that. Because if you take off your talis katan, you're looking for trouble. Why? Because the next morning you're not going to put on the talis gadol. You're not going to put on the talis gadol until mincha. And you're going to be wearing a talis katan. You're going to put on your talis katan the entire morning without a bracha. So if you can, it's a good idea to continue wearing the talis katan until the morning. And that way, you don't make a bracha. That's a halacha. Yeah. If you sleep and you are all married men, it's not
a bracha.
What? No, you don't make a bracha. You don't wear tzitzis.
What's the problem of making a bracha?
Why don't we make a bracha on tzitzis? I guess the same way we don't wear tefillin. We don't
make a bracha on tzitzis when you put on your towels.
Later in the day.
So who says that?
Tzitzis, I think it's because it's a beged, it's a garment, it's the mitzvah Hashem, it's the bittul of the mitzvah. I don't know the answer. There's a minig not. I don't know the. You don't make a bracha on tzitzis on Tisha B'Av.
Who says that you have to make tzitzis?
That's the halacha.
What does he have to do? He sleeps till 1 o'clock and he puts on the tzitzis at 1 o'clock. He has to say tzitzis.
And the afternoon you make the bracha on the tzitzis.
Fine. So the minig. You have to make tzitzis when you wake up.
Yes, there is. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The only reason why you don't make a bracha on your talis skata when you wake up in the morning is because you shortly you're going to put on the talis skata. After that, the place comes up. You have a job where you get up in the morning and you go to work and you first have an opportunity to daven 10 o'clock in the afternoon in the morning. Suddenly they work the early shift, right? They get up, they get up, and they don't. You should make then a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis.
Twice.
No, and then later when you put on the talis skata, you're satef. Later, you make a bracha. The only reason why most married men do not make bracha al mitzvah is because since it's only going to be a short period of time from the time they put on the talis katan until they put on the talis gadol, so you don't make a bracha on the talis katan.
So you get up, let's say Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, you go to shul at 9 o'clock, 9:30, you put on your talis, and you wake up at 7 o'clock, and you put on your talis gadol.
You go to 9 o'clock, 7:30 is minyan.
I say it again.
You no. Let's say
okay, we're running out of time. We'll talk about it later on. We're running out of time. Bottom line is, it's a good idea not to take off your talis katan, so you do not get into a shayla of the next morning of what you're going to do. If you do, if in the worst scenario, if you don't, you do take off your talis katan, you do not make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis in the morning when you put on your talis katan, and you don't make no talis, no tefillin. Should you make the bracha shasli kol tzarki? It's machlekes apoyskim. Shasli kol tzarki refers to shoes. I strongly advise, I don't know who am I to advise, tell you what to do, but from what I'm talking to people, the best thing to do is, you make all the brachas. Don't play games. You make, just daven, the regular seder, you make shasli kol tzarki, you make elokai mish, all the shilas, because all these brachas can be made. Once you start playing games, and leaving out this bracha, leaving out that bracha, you get all mixed up, and before you turn around, you're in a lot of trouble. Pais can say you can make the bracha shasli kol tzarki in the morning, gezuntahate, make it. Some wait until Mitzvah Tisha B'Av to make the bracha shasli kol tzarki. The best thing is to do whatever you do the whole year round to do in the morning of Tisha B'Av. Do you say korbanos? Some say yes, some say not. For us, is it Talmud Torah? Is it Tefillah? Most Paiskim say, you know what? It's all Tefillah. There's really no harm. The style, the trend today is to be very lenient in these matters, to make all the brachas, to say the entire Nesach Tefillah, and don't worry. Yeah?
My meaning I started is to follow the FTA.
What's FTA?
Follow the art scroll. Everything right. Is there. Okay. He brings down all the sheep.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're running out of time now. When it comes to Shmoyne Esrei. Shmoyne Esrei, the Yachid, the regular Shmoyne Esrei, there is no Aneinu. There is no Nachem. You do not say Nachem when you daven Shachris. Nachem is only said at Mincha. Okay, there is no, don't get confused. There is no Nachem, there is no Aneinu. The Yachid, the regular Shmoyne Esrei, like regular day. Shliach Tzibor does a regular Chazor Sashas. The only difference is he leaves out Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. That's the only difference. The only difference is in Chazor Sashas, the Shliach Tzibor leaves out, and the Shliach Tzibor does say Aneinu. The Shliach Tzibor does it Aneinu as a separate bracha. Okay, we finished. There's no Tachlon, okay? No Tachlon. You get away with Tachlon. And there's no Avinu Malkeinu. Why not? It's not so pushy, you should know. It's a young tzom. We weren't talking about yesterday. Some say you should really say Slichas. Some hold very strong as a good kasha. Tisha B'Av is a young tzom. It's a velos and a day of tzom. So Me'ikar Adin, you should say. You should say slichos. Yud gimel midos harachamim. You should find slicha. I'm sure you can find slichos. No, you could find. I'm sure you could find somewhere where they could compose slichos. Or you would find what to say. At least say the yud gimel midos harachamim. Ikas slichos digim harachamim. Kel melech yoshev. No, we don't do this. No slichos. No avinu malkeinu. It's a chiddush. No avinu malkeinu. No slichos. No tachnun. It's a moed. It's a bittersweet day. Okay, take out the Sefer Torah. The minig is, there's no mantle. You take off the mantle and you cover the bima with a talis. People who get aliyahs, they don't put on a talis. You're not supposed to say a yashikoyach to anyone. Don't be shkoyach, shkoyach, noyach, shkoyach. On Tisha B'Av, don't thank the Galah for Aliyas. Don't thank No Misha Beirach. If a person, not a baby boy, baby girl, No Misha Beirach. Misha Beirach are made mincha. No Misha Beirach is smachos. Achoyle, yes. Achoyle you make during Shachris. That's what it says. Okay? What? You let us know. Achoyle, yeah. Maybe the din achoyle you can do, but not the Kriya Shem, not the Mazel Tov. What? Kelmole, he says, Hitaka says, I forgot what he says. No, I think not. No Kelmole. No Kelmole. No Kelmole. Okay, in a Hanami. Okay. No Kelmole. No Kelmole. Even though it's a sad thing. Okay, you lay in the half Torah. You lay in the half Torah. A Seifa Sifain. Beautiful, very powerful half Torah, very powerful Yisra Torah. Okay, then you have to make the brachas of half Torah. You put away the Sefer Torah. And then you begin Kinois. Kinois should be said sitting down. If you can sit down, it's better not to stand. If you can sit, Gesundheit hate sit. If you need to stretch your legs, you're not allowed to talk during Kinois. People don't know this. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to go outside and see your cell phone. These are things that are also. It's the middle of davening. Kinois.
Speeches between each.
That's tzarchei tefila. Tzarchei tefila. But people stop the shmooze. I'm tired. I can't say kinos. I just need a break. I need to chill out. I go out into the hall and chop a shmooze. That's awesome. You're not allowed to go out into the hall and start schmoozing with people. That's a terrible thing to do. You're in the middle of davening. You're in the middle of davening. So if you can't say the right way, so just go home and go to sleep. Don't go and finish davening. You're in the middle of davening. It's not a time to talk. And darshanim who talk, that's all tzarchei tefila, but it's not a time to engage in conversation. After kinos is over, then you say Elitzion is the last, and then we go into another. I don't know. Elitzion is not really the last. You have Shomron. Yes. Shomron is repetition, and then you say Tinachem, and then you have Nechama. Once again, the same thing we did yesterday at night. You do at the end. You say Tinachem, or some say for the Holocaust, some say private, and then after you say you do Tinachem, Achimel Al Dalim, all these sukkim. Again, you have to end off Slichos with Nechama. Ashrei uvolitzion. Bonus. No lamatzeach. It's a yomtif. No lamatzeach. In uvolitzion, you leave out the pasuk of vani zois brisiyosam because there's no bris on Tisha B'Av. The bris has been cut off. Then you say kaddish tiskabel without the tiskabel. Aleinu, and there's no yoim. There is no yoim. Why not? The shir was bottled. The Migdash was chorab. There is no yoim. Kaddish yosem. And davening is over. You must remain seated. You're not allowed to sit on the ground until chatzais. Chatzais, you can then, all the restrictions are lifted. You can then sit down on a comfortable chair. You can use multiple pillows. And the nature of the day is a bit lighter. Mincha, and let's go quickly. Mincha, you daven. Mincha, we mentioned yesterday. When is the ideal time to have mincha? Either mincha gedola, mincha plag mincha, or mincha at the very end. Everyone strongly advises daven mincha as early as possible, so you should not chas v'shalom have an issue not wearing tefillin the entire day. If you wait to daven mincha till the end of the day, who knows? It may slip away, and you may lose out on wearing tefillin. You may lose out on the miss of wearing tefillin the whole day. Finish up. We're running out of time. Daven mincha. Do you say those? Should you recite all four parashos of tefillin when you put on mincha? Yes. So machlokes ha-poskim. It's not different poskim want to do. Some say when you put on your tefillin by mincha, you should recite all four parashos of the tefillin. You have to repeat Shema. Shema v'hoyom Shemaya plus Kadesh v'hoyoki Yivyacha. Some say no because it's a Talmud Torah. There are different minhagim. Pashtus is, there's no, today the style is, you can say all of these things, it's not Talmud Torah, it's all Bederech Tefillah. Okay, when you dive a mincha, two things you have to say. You have to say Aneinu, and you have to say Nachem. If you forget to say Aneinu, you hear Aneinu where? In Shema Koleinu. No, sorry, Aneinu is always in Shema Koleinu. I'm sorry, Aneinu is in Shema Koleinu. Nachem is said in the bracha of Vili Rushalayim. Here's the catch. I think I made a mistake when I told you last time. If you don't say, if you forget to say Nachem in Vili Rushalayim, you say it in Ritzei. Like Yala V'Yovo. You don't say Nachem in Shema Koleinu. Nachem, if you forget to say Nachem in Yushalayim, you say Nachem in the bracha of Ritzei. You finish Shemona Esrei. There is no Avinu Malkeinu, there is no Tachnun, Aleinu, and before you begin Mincha, I forgot to mention, you say the Yom. Before you begin Mincha...
Why before, not after?
Why before?
Why is the Yom before Mincha, not
we
after?
We used to say...
Because, why is it...
Say you say
yes, this is a good question. I don't know. I don't know why.
They say it after Mincha.
I don't know why. No, most people say before. They start with the Yom. I never saw it after. I always saw the Yom Klat.
Yeah,
say after? Okay. Kurbanos, you will be mashing Kurbanos. Okay. The rest of the day, okay, now here's an important halacha. If a person is eating this year on Tisha B'Av, an adult who needs to eat, has to first recite Havdalah. Havdalah can be recited l'chatchila on grape juice, even wine. So even on Tisha B'Av, you can make Havdalah on grape juice or wine. Next, when you eat, the Bachleikis Apoiskim, some say you should say it Nachem.
In the benching.
That's
correct.
Many people do not know this. Uh-huh. Adults who eat on Tisha B'Av should take out the Siddur from the Siddur of Nachem. You have to insert Nachem into the Brach of the Lamal of the Yerushalayim. Before you go to Uvnei Yerushalayim HaKadosh, before you say Uvnei Yerushalayim, you say Nachem Hashem Lokeinu Es Avei Litzion. That's an important halacha. Children who are breaking their fast, according to many poskim, do not need to make havdalah. It's only adults. Children under bar mitzvah do not need to make havdalah. Okay, when Tisha B'Av is over, coming the end of Tisha B'Av, so you daven a regular ma'ariv, and then you have to make havdalah. You have to make havdalah when it's over. You havdalah. You do not say hinei kel yeshuasi. There is no besamim. Besamim this year is out the door.
Not
Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. Ideally, you're not supposed to make Kiddush Levana when you're wearing sneakers. You're supposed to be wearing leather shoes for Kiddush Levana, and you're supposed to be eating on a full stomach. So ideally, you're supposed to go home, put on your shoes, eat, come back for Kiddush Levana. Some shoes do this. Some shoes they make an announcement. Kiddush Levana, 10:30 in front of the shul. You'll do this in the mountains and camps, and here it's not too practical. No one's going to come back. So what do you do? You do whatever you do. You do what you need to do. But you should know it's not ideal. Ideal
is if the shul gives something.
If tikkun, that takes away. If the shul gives tikkun, so at least it's not an empty stomach, but you're still wearing your sneakers.
Okay. After Shachris, I walk to the cemetery.
Oh. Another minig is you're supposed to go to a cemetery on Tisha B'Av. And if you don't have a Jewish cemetery, you go to a non-Jewish cemetery. You do not need to go in.
What do you do there?
Nothing. Exactly. You don't even know tzilas.
You can't go in because you can't wash your hands.
You don't know tzilas. Just to go in the fasting halacha. To go and look. To go and look. You don't have to ish to say no Tehillim. No Tehillim. No Gedolim. No tours. Just to go and look at the cemetery. Okay? Just to go look. Okay. Are we missing anything else over here? Any questions? Oh, no, we're not here. Now, here, one more important thing. This year, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Being that it's a nidche, the Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, you are immediately allowed to do laundry. Immediately. You are immediately allowed to buy things upon which you make a shechianu. If you're holding back making a shechianu, you have a new garment, you can make a shechianu mitzvah Tisha B'Av this year. This year...
Are the women allowed to line up by the washing machine?
Yes. You're allowed to do... The only thing that you're not allowed to do this year, you're not allowed to do is music. You're not allowed to listen to music mitzvah Tisha B'Av this year until the morning. And you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine because that's that's a part of the tainus of the day. So you may not eat drink meat. You may not drink meat. You may not drink wine on Mitzoy Tisha B'Av this year. But you're allowed to do laundry and you're allowed to do things in B'Shachyanu. And you're allowed a haircut. Also, I believe you're allowed to haircut. You can do immediately. You can take a haircut. You can take a haircut immediately the night. After Tisha B'Av. Okay, anyone have any questions?
When's Mashiach come?
When is Mashiach come? He already came.
The Kordoi Mamosh.
You missed him.
All right. You know what? We only have a few minutes. Rabbi said, let me share with you. Let me share with you a drush on the kina. Instead of taking a break, you want to take a break for 2 minutes?
Yes, 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minute break.
No.
1 minute break.
1 minute break.
1 minute break.